so delighted to be here tonight, and I'm grateful for Jesus Christ and for what he means to me. And I don't know how I got here on Indian night, but I'm here. I'm so grateful today because I can say that I have Christ in my life. And at the early age of 9 years old, I gave my heart to Jesus. My father was what we call a bootleg preacher. He didn't want to own up to being a preacher. He was in Bible college, and he never wanted to be a preacher. He was a businessman. And nevertheless, the Lord kept talking to him. And once the Lord puts a hook in your jaw, you can't escape. And I remember him being invited to a little church about 60 miles out from Los Angeles, where we are from. And this was a little church, the kind of church that even had the little outhouse in the back. And there was no musician there or anything. And my dad didn't know whether it was the Lord's will for him to be there, because he didn't want to be a preacher anyway. And they said, oh, this is our pastor. And they wanted him so much to be the pastor of this little country church after hearing him speak that afternoon. And time went on, and my uncle, which is a presbyter of Southern California, asked him. He said, Ben Crouch, why don't you go out there and just kind of get the church organized? He said, well, being that the church doesn't have a musician, I'm going to pray, if God wants me to be there, I'm going to pray that God will give Andre the gift of music so he can play for the church. And I had just accepted the Lord at the age of 9, and I was about 11 years old at the time. And my dad calls me up out of the audience and says, Andre, if God were to give you the gift of music, would you use it for his glory? I said, yeah, Daddy. You know. And then he prayed for me right there. And 2 weeks later, he said, okay, here you are. And he just stuck me up on the piano. I began to play. And I had a bad stammering problem. I couldn't say over 3 words without either kicking somebody or pounding the floor or something like that. And I wanted so much to express myself. And I was so grateful for the gift of music and how God had touched my life. And right there, I knew that God was going to use me. And I was just sharing with Brother Graham how, watching some of the telecast, how I was so blessed. And I said, oh, if I could just sing and people would be there and find Jesus, you know. And it just impressed my life and put a just really enriched my life at a very early age. And now God has taken us to about 40 different countries of the world. And I've seen him do so many miracles. How 3.5 years ago, I was sick unto death, and I found Jesus Christ to be a healer. And I tell you, he's everything. And I'm just trying to tell everybody, all the young people especially, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. You'll never regret any moment that you've given your heart to Jesus. And a song that he's given me after a hard time in my life, a particular time I thought I couldn't sing, I thought I couldn't smile, but he gave me this little song, and I trust that it should be a blessing to you. I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that all my trials come to only make me strong. I've been a lot of places, and I've seen millions of faces, but there were times when I felt so all alone. A precious lonely hour, for Jesus let me know that I was his own. Now I can say, through it all, oh yes, I've learned to trust in Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. I've learned to depend upon his word. So now I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys, and I thank him for the storms he's
me through. For if I never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in the Word of God could do. But now I can tell the world that through it all, through it all, oh yeah, don't you know I've learned to trust in Jesus? I've learned to trust in God. Let me tell you that through it all, through it all, oh yes, oh, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Every child of God here tonight, you ought to thank God for every mountain. You should thank Him for those valleys, or you should thank Him for those storms, all that He's bringing you through right now. Oh, for if you never have a problem, you never know that God can solve them. You'll never know what faith in the Word of God could do. But you can stand like a soldier and say, let's do it all. Or sometimes through the fire, let's do it all. Oh, yes. Don't you know I've learned to trust in Jesus? I've learned to trust in God. You know I've learned to depend upon His Word. Through my sickness and pain, I've learned to depend upon His Word. When the doctor walked from my bed and shook his head, right then I learned to depend upon His Word.